Best black and white we've got. This is the area around landing site 2.
Roger. Could you open it up a little bit, Tan? We think maybe if you get a little bit wider f-stop, it'll help us out. Your picture's a little bit dark. That's a lot better, Tan. Okay, Tan, when Gene moved back, it helped out a lot. If you'll just pull up the chart back, that's good now. It's coming in a lot better. Gene, could you...
I guess the moral of the story is that John... The moral of the story is John just said that, you know, you could study all your life and you never finish studying, and here we are almost a quarter million miles away and we're still studying. And like Tom said, he's got two girls taking final exams this week, and this is his way of saying, get to work.
Right. Okay, I'm sure they're listening. With Gene, how about pointing to landing site 2 on the map for the folks?
Okay, landing site 2, I'll show you here in just a second. We'll be coming up from the bottom, and I'll stop my finger up on landing site 2. Area we hope to bring back some good pictures of in a couple days.
Roger.
That's the area where we'll eventually be actually landing on the surface of the moon. This area is probably just about visible from, lighted, with the terminator of the moon lighted, from the Earth at this time. Just about.
Roger, we copy.
There's one advantage we have. If you don't like to turn your pages, you can always turn yourself to study.
Commander, you're in rare form today.
We figure that, you know, there's always a way of making things run downhill, and maybe even knowledge will make it run that way.
Well, I guess that's the message to the kiddies in the country. If they can't get their homework right side up, go upside down, they might be able to absorb more that way.
Roger. Looks like John's trying to hog a picture there, Gene. There you go. You pushed him out of the way. You got center stage now.
What a ham.
You want to see me push? Watch what happens.
That's called one finger power.
Right.
Okay, this is Apollo 10 signing off. We'll give you one more picture of the Earth here and call it a day. Oh, hold on. We want to show you the bag, too.
All right. We appreciate that.
Bag is half full of bubbly water.
And for those of you unfamiliar, there's the valve where the air and then the water comes out, and here's the handle. And notice they're both on the same side. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Uh,
It's pretty difficult. Get some more light on it, Tan. It's pretty difficult to see the bubbles.